first and second.
Shall we gather at the river where bright angel feet have trod? We this crystal tide forever flowing by the throne of God. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. On the margin of the river, washing up the silver spray, we will walk and worship ever all the happy golden day. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God.
Beautiful way to start the morning. Thank you. Any other suggestions? 3, 3, 4.
Dina.
261.
1 and 3.
Dance. Dance here. No? I dance in the morning when the world gone, and I dance in the moon and the stars and the sun. And I came down from heaven and I dance on the earth. At Bethlehem I had met my birth. Dance then wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he. Wherever you may be, I will lead you all in the dance, said he.
Third verse.
I dance on the Sabbath when I call the lamb. The holy people said it was a shame. They weep and they stripe and they hung me high. And they left me there on a cross to die. Hands then wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance, said he. And I'll lead you all wherever you may be, and I'll lead you all in the dance, said he.
Okay. We have one more, I think. Becky, I think, is looking. 364.
Thank you.
Thank you, Diane. That was wonderful. Hosanna, welcome. I'd like to say it's what a wonderful experience to be up here and to see so many people in the congregation today. So thank you for being here on this beautiful Palm Sunday. We have red pew pads that are at the end. If you would please take a moment and sign in for us, we'd appreciate it. We'd like to be able to record attendance. And welcome to the House of Faith, Yucaipa United Methodist Church. We have a number of announcements, and we're going to start with happy birthday announcements. Spring is finally here, and as April comes along, flowers bloom bright and birds sing out their song. A birthday wish for you, for blue skies up above, and may your days be filled with family, friends, and love. And we really want to enjoy our blue skies because I think the rain's coming back a little bit tomorrow. So these are all of our wonderful. And I'd like to say Bill Harps is with us today, all the way from the cold of Minnesota.
He came all the way down from Minnesota to celebrate his birthday. Isn't that amazing?
So I think that's
so very we better special. Sing happy birthday okay. song for him.
Okay.
So who do we have today?
Charles.
Edna's here, Deb's here, and Lorena's here. Lois is here. Charles is here. We have a lot.
Yeah.
Yes. Bill.
Oh.
Seriously.
Well,
Robin's
birthday
too. We should remember that too. Well, happy birthday, you two and everybody else. Let's sing happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear my friend. Happy birthday.
I encourage you to celebrate all month long. Okay. The April newsletter is available in the Narthex. It's also available online if you don't want the paper copy, but if you cannot see it online, then you can always contact the office and they will either email it to you or you can pick up one or they can mail it instead. So that information's in the Narthex. The Good Samaritan Fund, please give your money or Stater Scripps cards to the Good Samaritan Fund. This money is used to help those less fortunate with food. So you can write a check and put it back in the plate, offering plate at the back and indicate that Good Samaritan Fund. The pastor would like to have you join him for lunch. The next monthly meeting will be April 19th at 12 o'clock with lunch at Legend 8 China Restaurant in Calamesa. Cost is $15. If you need transportation, please contact Pastor Phillips or Lauren in the church office. There is a sign-up at the back, and you can put your name on that if you'd like to commit yourself to doing that. And I heard you had a wonderful turnout.
Fantastic.
So for those of us that work on Wednesday, I wish you a happy luncheon. Okay. Hearts Grow, second and fourth Sundays. Children can come before the sermon and stay until the end of fellowship time. Parents are welcome. So please share that with people in your neighborhood that may have little ones that will come and participate. It's a fun Christian growth and worship experience for all ages, using the arts to help us connect with the Creator, and it's held in the Children's Church Room. Beginning April 16th, so after Easter, at 11 a.m., watch and discuss The Chosen. This series is a fresh new take on Jesus and his disciples, a charismatic fisherman struggling with debt, a troubled woman wrestling with demons, a gifted accountant ostracized from his family and people. See how Jesus reaches each of these people, brings them into his ministry, and works his first miracles. This powerful series shows Jesus through the eyes of those who left behind their old lives to follow and join him and to know him. The Chosen, there's a free soup and bread lunch served during season one, episode one, on Sunday, April 16th at 11 o'clock in Curtis Hall. And I think that finishes up our announcements for today. I would like to share one additional thing. And Easter lilies that will decorate our church will be brought in on Thursday and Friday. So if you have not yet ordered your Easter lily, if you'd like to make a contribution toward that, there are forms in the back, and you can leave your check here, or you would need to let the office know by tomorrow at the latest. If you would please stand as you are able and join me in the call of worship. Hosanna to the Son of God. Bless and honor him with glory and power.
Hosanna to the Son of God. Extol and worship him with thanks and praise.
Shout for joy, for our King marches on to save the sin-sick souls.
Shout for joy, for our King marches on to proclaim his kingdom is here and now.
And if you'd remain standing for our first hymn, all glory, laud, and honor.
We can move around and greet each other, if you would.
Okay, all right.
Yes. Again, welcome our old friend, Robin and Bill, all the way from Minnesota. And Perry is here with us. As I shared last Sunday, he hasn't aged since we saw him before the pandemic. So keep it up, Perry.
Now is going to be the time to share our joys and concerns. Deb is coming forward with a microphone, and for those of you that are on Zoom, we will get to you once we have given everyone in the sanctuary a chance to do that.
Right. I'd like to recognize for those of you who have come to join us via Zoom. We see June and Joyce, April and Bill. And we have Mary, Alicia, and I think we have several on iPad.
David.
David Brown is one of them. Mm-hmm. That's excellent, excellent. Excellent. Yeah. And then we have maybe Helen is with us. Helen on the phone, and then Barbara is with us. Welcome all. Mm-hmm. And speaking of Helen, Lois just told me this morning that Susie is planning to take her mom, Helen, to Chico up north. So we're going to lose her. But I'm going to be in contact with Helen and find out. I'd like to have a little gathering at least so that, you know, we will be the farewell to her, because she's been a big part of this church for so long. And it's sad for us to, in a way, kind of lose her, but it's best that she go stay and live with her daughter.
Good care. So. I need prayer for my neighbor next door, Camille, that she was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And last Monday, they removed both of her breasts and 27 lymph nodes on the left and 21 on the right, which anybody that knows anything about breast cancer, this is really serious. She starts chemo and radiation tomorrow. But if you'll keep her and her family in prayer, and then if we can have travel prayers, that we will be attending a funeral on Friday, and we will not be here Easter Sunday because we will be out of town.
Last Sunday, I told you all about Dick Birnbaum. He passed away on Wednesday. Lucy said yesterday that she still feels his presence in the house. And that's what's getting her through these days, along with her kids that are still there with her. On another note, my sister Dottie and her husband Tom, after 3 years and 5 vaccinations, tested positive for COVID this week. Tom is hospitalized, and Dottie, of course, can't go to be with him. And so they're struggling kind of alone and separately. We figure that he'll probably be in the hospital for at least another 2-3 days.
I have a joy. Today is my birthday, and I'm very happy that my whole family is here with me to worship today. And this is Romel and Alex, the oldest, and the youngest is Eric and Amy.
Very nice.
So.
And she wanted me to talk about, well, of course, I'm wishing her a very happy birthday, and we're enjoying being at church on her birthday. But we also want to talk about some of our family who are still ill. She's got a brother in the Philippines, Ruben is his name, and he has got kidney problems, and they're trying to put him on dialysis, but hopefully he doesn't have to go. He is improving, she said. So
praise
I forgot,
God.
Because
praise
of the prayers
God.
You guys have already given. And also a brother-in-law named Rico. His name is Rico. He has some boils all over his body. Oh, maybe I better let her tell you. she knows the scriptures better. Metastasized cancer. So that's what they discovered it was. It was first just boils, but now that's what they discovered. So. But he's living a happy life and trying to serve the Lord, even though he's in that situation. And then my sister-in-law back in Missouri, you know, she had the meningitis. The meningitis is cleared up, but she does have bone cancer. So that's the latest thing that they've talked about her. So she's got a little problem. And then my dad, of course, fell, and he's hurt his knee and he can't walk, and so the family back in Missouri are now spending 24/7 with him, so family members are taking turn taking care of him. And last but not least, my wife and I are getting ready to travel on Wednesday. We're traveling on our a trip that we're taking on a river cruise of in Europe. And so anyway, we'll be gone for through Easter, so but we'll be back on the 17th of April. So thank you, everybody. Appreciate it.
Wonderful. Happy birthday, Edna. That's a great present that you get to go to the cruise in Europe. And Young and Chung are also traveling, so ask for traveling mercies as well.
I'm Charles, and I want to ask how many of you have been to the museum in Yucaipa over here on Panorama Drive? Okay, you've all seen the pictures of the church. There's a one cabinet that's full of church pictures, and it kind of warms your heart to walk by it and take a look and see how much we've gained in through the years. And today I have a joy. I have Kathleen, which is my longtime friend, daughter, and she came as a surprise today to be with me, and I thought that was wonderful. Her mother and her dad and the four of us have palled around a lot, probably for 10 or 15 years, I don't know. But we were members in High 12, and we were both Masons, and along with Richard Brumbaum, which you all know, he passed away this past week. And I was talked to him quite often prior to his demise. So, thank you.
Welcome, Kathleen. And I want to point out that Tim Mertz is also here, and he's got an April birthday. He's hiding behind his mask.
So happy birthday, Tim. Happy birthday, Tim. Happy birthday.
Anyone
and
else?
Many more.
And Robin and Bill, welcome. And I'd like to ask for prayers for Joanna Rougeau, David's mother-in-law and Rachel's grandma. She's in the hospital right now and struggling with lots of problems, so please keep her in your prayer. Is there anyone on Zoom?
Okay, if you would please join me in the unison prayer as printed in the bulletin and on the screen. Dear Jesus, our crucified Redeemer, beyond the shout of the crowd, you saw the way of suffering. Riding a foal into Jerusalem, your eyes were fastened on Calvary. Not wavering by sorrow, nor weakened by pain, you paid it all for our sins. Grant us steadfast faith so that we may not give up, nor give in to our own shame, that in the end we may share the glory of Easter with you for your name's sake. Amen.
Let us join our hearts in silent prayer. This is a time that we can all come together in the presence of God and let God know what we have in our hearts and what we are dealing with in our lives, and give all the burdens into the hand of our Savior. Lord, we have many celebrations during the month, and especially the birthday. We are grateful that you have given those faithful ones to your church, as you have blessed them, guided them, provided for them all their lives. We ask your continual presence and blessing upon their life journey, that they may continue to celebrate their life with you, O Lord. We remember our dear friend, Dick, as you have received him into the eternal presence of your peace. We are grateful. We know that this is what you have done for him to heal him. ultimately from all the pain and suffering that he has endured. And we ask you to provide the comfort, surround the families with your presence, and let them know that you are there with them. And you will continue to be faithful unto them as you always have shown your mercy and your faithfulness to Deke. We thank you, Lord, for you are bringing us out of this horrible pandemic, which the whole world suffered for the last 3 years. And we know, O Lord, you are our living God. As you are in our life, O Lord, we can always overcome any difficulties, any impossibilities. And with your help and blessing, O Lord, this world is now coming out of it. And we are so happy about that. And we are so grateful for the healing that you provided for this humanity. Lord, we are grateful as we have come to celebrate our life in your presence with your people right here in this place. And you have shown us a lot of your mercy and your blessing and your grace, your endless love all throughout. And we celebrate our life today in you. So empower us, O Lord, with a faith that may not be moved. We see all kinds of challenges coming from all different directions in life. We see our weakness, for we are so weak and fragile. But, O Lord, with you, we can still move forward, overcoming all the challenges that this life brings unto us. And we ask your empowerment upon each and every one of us, O Lord, through your Holy Spirit. And even when we feel so weak, and when we feel like giving up, we know that you hold our hands and walk side by side. And oftentimes, O Lord, we don't find any strength to continue on. And we know that as you have done it many times before, you carry us in your loving arms and you walk on. So, Lord, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for all that you have done for us. And as we stand before you, we commit our lives and the life of our loved ones into your hands. Committing that we will follow you wherever you lead. So, Lord, we pray that as you have used us in the past, we give ourselves to your service that you may continue to use us to build your kingdom in this world today. So now, as one community of faith, we join our prayers together, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Our next hymn is What Wondrous Love This Is, number 292, verses 1 through 3.
Love is this, oh my soul. What wondrous love is this that caused the Lord of peace to bear the dreadful dreadful curse for my soul. What wondrous love is this, oh my soul, oh my soul. What wondrous love is this, oh my soul. What wondrous love is this that calls the Lord of life to lay aside his crown for my soul, for my soul. To lay aside his crown for my soul. Of God and to the Lamb I will sing, I will sing. To God and to the Lamb I will sing. To God and to the Lamb who is the great I am. Theme, I will sing, I will sing. While millions join the theme, I will sing.
Our scripture lesson today comes from Luke chapter 19, verses 28 through 40. This is Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. After he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he had come near Bethphage and Bethany at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it.'" So those who were sent departed and found it as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, "Why are you untying the colt?" They said, "The Lord needs it." Then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. As they rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. Now, as he was approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in the highest and glory in the highest heaven." Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, order your disciples to stop." He answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. So good to see you all here in this beautiful sanctuary and all of you via Zoom. I mean, it's a wonderful thing that we can worship in this fashion with this new technology. And we've been blessed to be connected, even though we may not see them. We can still feel their presence and see their faces. So we are connected in many different ways. So thanks be to God. Katie has brought palm branches with us this morning. Katie, wave your palm branches so that we can see that. Yes, very nice, very nice. I pray that as we worship together, we will encounter God's presence in many different ways and be able to hear what God has to say to each and every one of us. Some of you remember Christian Herter. He was the 59th governor of Massachusetts, serving two terms consecutively. And he also served as the Secretary of State. Herta was running hard for re-election after having served his first term as the governor, and one day he arrived late at a barbecue. He had no breakfast or lunch, and he was famished. As he moved down the serving line, he held out his plate and received one piece of chicken. The governor said to the serving lady, "Excuse me, do you mind if I get another piece of chicken? I am very hungry." The woman replied, "Sorry, I'm supposed to give one piece to each person." He repeated, "But I'm starved." And again she said, "Only one to the customer." Herta was normally a modest man. Later in his career as a Secretary of State, his moderate character did not work well as the combatant Khrushchev of the Soviets confronted Herta repeatedly, and the Cold War became even colder. Now, the feeling of hunger made this moderate man act out of character. He decided this was the time to use the weight of his office and said, "Madam, do you know who I am? I am the governor of this state." She answered, "Do you know who I am? I am the lady in charge of chicken." "Move along, mister." Many still remember him, and his junior also was a prominent politician, businessman, and professor. But does anyone remember who the woman in charge of chicken was? No one does. There is no need to remember the lady in the serving line. But she was dutifully and proudly fulfilling her small duty. Have you ever been in a similar situation as the lady was? You exert all you have and fulfill all your tasks, but no one seems to notice your contribution. You feel left out and discouraged. If so, Jesus' entry into Jerusalem has an encouraging message for you. We are familiar with this scene at the beginning of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. His entry marked the beginning of the culmination of Jesus' public ministry. During the week, Jesus was to complete the very mission he was entrusted with by God the Father and become the sacrifice as the Passover lamb. In theatrical terms, the week of the unleavened bread was the climax of the main chapter of Jesus' earthly life. He had remained private until the age of 30, and for the most of his public life, Jesus refrained from disclosing who he was, but not during this final week. Jesus was at the center of the main stage and received all the spotlights in the public display as a humble king. The geographical location that I mentioned in the Gospel, Luke's Gospel, hint at Jesus' humility. Bethany, Bethphage, the Mount of Olives, and the road that goes down the Mount of Olives were on the east side of Jerusalem. Jesus went to Bethany about 2 miles east of Jerusalem. Before he arrived at Bethphage, about a mile from Jerusalem, he sent his disciples to fetch a donkey. He rode the donkey down the road from the Mount of Olives. Luke does not say it, but you can picture. So Jerusalem is right here, right? And Bethany is about 2 miles of east. So north, south, east, west, right? Bethany and Bethphage is closer to Jerusalem, about a mile. But these two cities sit at the foothill of the Mount of Olives. So Jesus arrived from the east, arrived the top of the Mount of Olives, right? And then he was going down, and there's a valley, and arrive at Jerusalem, and walk into the East Gate. Today's East Gate has a lot of names. It's called the Golden Gate, the Beautiful Gate. Remember, Peter went into the temple to pray one day and then found the beggar begging at the Beautiful Gate? That's the same gate that Jesus walked through. What this geological location suggests is that the route that Jesus took was westbound from the east and went down the road from the Mount of Olives and walked on Kidron Valley. Kidron Valley. I assume that, I mean, the gospel doesn't say it, but that's the route that Jesus took, and Jesus walked on the Kidron Valley many times during his public ministry and more than several times during the last week. After Jesus entered the Jerusalem, he withdrew to Bethany and then came back to Jerusalem. And the gospel specifically indicates that Jesus withdrew to the Gethsemane, which is on the Mount of Olives, right? Through the Kidron Valley. Now, the Kidron Valley was associated with the dark history of Israel. The name Kidron might have come from the dark or murky water that flew in the valley. King Josiah, Asa, and Hezekiah burned idols and disposed of them in Kidron Valley. When David escaped from the threat of his son, Absalom, he walked in the valley barefoot, weeping as he went. In Psalm 23, which we are very familiar with, David said, "Yea, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." That's the valley of the shadow of death was the Kidron Valley. During the period of King Josiah, commoners were buried in the valley, and today, the whole Kidron Valley and then the Hinnom Valley on the south, they are all covered with graves. And that's the picture you see with the golden dome in Jerusalem. Jesus passed through this Kidron Valley of death. The crowd welcomed him from the beginning of the road down the mountain and through the Kidron Valley. You know what this shows? Jesus was not coming as a victorious king, but as a king of suffering and death. Another aspect of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem was the humility that we are very familiar with. The crowd shouted, "Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." The shout of the crowd recognized Jesus, a king in the lineage of King David, marching into the old city of David. But he was a humble king riding on a donkey instead of a dignified horse. We also see humility in those who assisted and welcomed Jesus into Jerusalem. Let's now look at who assisted Jesus with the march. The first ones were owners of the donkey. Jesus expected a donkey, which no one had ever ridden, and his disciples just go and then untie and bring it to Jesus. The owners would not bother the disciples if owner found them untying it. Just simply say, "The Lord needs it," and the owners were expected to just give it away. Colts or donkeys have been a very valuable asset for farming, transportation, businesses, and daily activities in Palestine from ancient times until today. Who would and could give it away without questioning? The owners surely were committed followers of Jesus, but we don't know who they were. The next group of people was a huge crowd who welcomed Jesus into the city. Luke's gospel is specific about who the welcoming crowd was. They weren't just an ignorant bunch, but a whole crowd of disciples. Even some of the Pharisees recognized them as Jesus' disciples. They said to Jesus, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples," because they were making a lot of noise. Who were those disciples? According to John's gospel, the people who saw Jesus raise Lazarus in Bethany 3 days after he was buried were supposedly among the shouting crowd. Also, those who heard that Jesus raised Lazarus went out to meet Jesus. And Luke's gospel said those disciples had a lot of knowledge of who Jesus was. Both the owners of the donkey and the crowd were committed followers of Jesus, but they did not receive proper recognition. We do not know their names, maybe because they were too many to name them. Speaking of the serving the Lord with anonymity, the donkey was one of them. The donkey had a privilege of giving Jesus a ride, but it was just a foal. People did not give any recognition. The particular donkey would have had the same fate as any donkey had after this event. It was expected to carry heavy loads every day, every year, until he died. Not getting recognition from people should not discourage us, the disciples of Christ. For our role is, however small it may seem, an indispensable part of building Christ's kingdom. An ordinary donkey assists Jesus in fulfilling the prophet Zechariah's prophecy of the coming of Zion's king. No one knows each individual in the huge crowd by name, but Jesus appreciated their welcoming shout. When some of the Pharisees wanted the crowd to be silenced, Jesus replied, "If they keep quiet, the stones will cry out." Jesus needed the shout of the crowd, "Hosanna, come and save us." If they did not, the stones would have replaced the crowd. As disciples, we face a similar kind of discouragement of the donkey and the crowd for two possible reasons. One, our task seems insignificant for Christ's kingdom. Two, because it is so trivial, we do not expect recognition. So how do we overcome discouragement? By becoming confident that as Jesus, our humble King, needed the donkey and the crowd, Jesus needs our small but essential role to play to build Christ's kingdom. Don McCullough writes in Waking from the American Dream as follows. During World War II, England needed to increase its production of coal. Winston Churchill called together labor leaders to enlist their support. At the end of his presentation, he asked them to picture in their mind a parade which he knew would be held in Piccadilly Circus after the war. First, he said, would come the sailors who had kept the vital sea lanes open. Then would come the soldiers who had come home from Dunkirk and then gone on to defeat Rommel in Africa. Then would come the pilots who had driven the Luftwaffe from the sky. Last of all, he said, would come a long line of sweat-stained, soot-streaked men in miner's cap. Someone would cry from the crowd, "And where were you during the critical days of our struggle?" And from 10,000 throats would come the answer, "We were deep in the earth with our faces to the coal." Not all the jobs to serve God are prominent and glamorous, but the people with their faces to the coal play a vital role in building Christ's kingdom. We may feel like unimportant followers of Jesus, an invisible dot among about 2.2 billion Christians today. Our shouting Hosanna among a vast crowd may not be as noticeable as stones shouting, but Jesus still needs us and appreciates us. We may feel like an inconspicuous donkey or a lady in charge of chicken, but our humble tasks are an indispensable part of extending and building Christ's kingdom. Amen. Let us now turn to page 31 of our hymnal and prepare ourselves. It's at page 13. Prepare ourselves to come to the table of God's mercy. The Lord be with you. And also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. As we participate in breaking and receiving a piece of bread, we remember the broken body of Christ given for our salvation. As we participate in drinking from this cup, we remember the blood of Christ Jesus poured out for us unto his very last drop for the forgiveness of our sins. So now, with the thanksgiving and gratitude, let us take the bread and drink from the cup. Let us pray once more. Lord Jesus, we stand before you always. We stand before your cross always. Whenever we do that, O Lord, we remember what you did in Calvary. And we are forever grateful. We thank you for your eternal presence with us, and may we never forget the grace that we always receive from your cross, and may we give ourselves to carry small crosses that you have given unto each and every one of us to carry. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now is the time for the presentations of our tithes and offerings. There is a plate in the back in the narthex where you can leave your offering, or if you would please get that to the church office. We really appreciate all the gifts that you have given to the United Methodist Church of Yucaipa. Thank you.
God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures ye below. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise God, the source of all our gift. Praise Jesus Christ, whose power of life. Praise the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
We are so grateful, O Lord, as we look at all that you have done for us in our lives, the blessings, the countless of them we have received from you. So as we recognize what you have done, we bless you with this offering as we recommit ourselves to carry out your will in the world today. So receive this offering, bless it, that it may be used to extend your kingdom in the world today. In Jesus' name, amen.
And our communion hymn today is Here I Am, Lord, number 593, verses 1 through 3.
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sea. My hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart. I, the Lord of snow and rain, I have borne my people's pain. I have wept for love of them, they turn away. I will break their hearts of stone, give them hearts for love alone. I will speak my word to them, whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord, is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart. I, the Lord of wind and flame, I will tend the poor and lame. I will set a feast for them, my hand will save. Finest bread I will provide, till their hearts be satisfied. I will give my life to them, whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord, is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, as you set an example for us to follow, may we follow you even when no one recognizes all our sacrifices and our services. for our goal is to glorify you and you only, and not heed the recognition from people. May we follow you with the humility as you carried your cross with the shame for our salvation. Thank you, Lord, for showing this wonderful example for us to follow. And as we go from here, we want to continue to do as you live the life the way you did, that we may become your disciples in the world today. So send us forth in your peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Strong and true, though he will guide you in all you do. Go now in love and show you believe. Reach out to others so all the world can see. God will be there watching from above.